Welcome to Inside Maryland Politics. I'm Fraser Smith, WIPR senior news analyst and columnist for the Daily Record. My guest is Andy Green, the editorial page editor of the Baltimore Sun. Andy, you guys were really pretty tough on our former mayor and governor the other day. I think you referred to him as the unindicted co-conspirator. Was that over the top at all, do you think?
We are a bunch of hotheads, you know. But what we were writing about was Governor Mayor O'Malley's response to the Department of Justice report detailing civil rights violations committed by the Baltimore City Police Department. And he, since that report, both on MSNBC and here on WYPR on Midday, really dug in defense of his policing policies during his time when he was mayor, which the DOJ report pretty clearly highlighted zero tolerance era that he ushered in as being really the start of bad practices that ballooned into many arrests without probable cause, discriminatory tactics and other things that have had a really bad legacy over the years.
What I remember vaguely, actually, is that there was a lot of fretting about crime in the neighborhoods, and the people in the city wanted some sort of action, and he was responding to that.
Right. That is true. You know, in fairness to him, he ran on a get tough on crime approach in 1999. There was no secret about it. He won handily saying that, and he brought in folks from New York to import the zero tolerance or tough on crime, whatever you want to call them, strategies. And, you know, murders did go down. It is also true, of course, that murders went down even more after he left, when the department shifted tactics and the number of arrests dropped off. It's also true that the ACLU sued the city in 2006 for unconstitutional arrests. The city settled in 2010.
Those are really the horrible unintended consequences, really the collateral damage, which is a horrible term in this context. But he did what he thought should be done. He did what people wanted to be done.
Right.
And this is what happened. But there's no gain saying the fact that a lot of lives were really turned around by this. Well, it's 100,000 cases that the ACLU talked about. And you can see that even now where these little loitering charges that people got on their records, those weren't minimal charges. Those were life charges.
And I could see Governor O'Malley saying, look, I did what I thought needed to be done at the time, but now I see the terrible consequences of it. But that's not what he's saying. He's continuing to stick by it as if to suggest that if he became mayor again tomorrow, he'd do the same thing all over again.
Well, I find that sort of, I don't understand that either, really, because, I mean, it's clear that it did have those consequences. And as you say, why not say that?
Well, because I believe he sincerely believes in what he did, still does believe, and has never made any bones about it.
Well, unfortunately, the bottom line is that the bones are there from the people who often didn't commit any real crime, but they were on the street, and you weren't allowed to be on the street. Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, I think I agree with you politically that the smart thing to do would be to walk away from this, but he doesn't seem to be doing that.
No, indeed.
Andy, thanks.
Thanks, Fraser.
For Andy Green, I'm Fraser Smith, and you've been listening to Inside Maryland Politics on 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.